who you are, your real identity. Do you know who you are? Really? Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Who told you who you are? Your parents? Your teachers? Your employers? Jesus said we're new creatures, spirit beings. Paul said we're sons of God, royal priests. If you see yourself in any other way than what the scriptures say about you, I guarantee you are weak and fearful. It's time everyone, Christians and unbelievers, receive the truth about themselves in Christ Jesus. It's time victory in Jesus becomes more than a song. It should be the manifestation of His abundant life. 1 John 4:17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. You were created. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Your body is temporal. Genesis 6:3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120. 1 Peter 1:24 says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. Your spirit is eternal. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You are not your race, your heritage, your intellect, your looks, your credentials, your job. You are loved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Romans 8:38 and 9, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 17:23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and hast loved them as you have loved me. We're special. Romans 22:9. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. Psalm 139:13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Isaiah 44:24. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens above, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. And we're a child, 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And we're also servants. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And we're priests. Exodus 19:6, "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Matthew 5:44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 16:19, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And we're royalty. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." Matthew 18:18, "Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." 2 Timothy 2:12, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us." Revelation 26, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And we're an overcomer. Romans 12:21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." 1 John 2:13, "I write unto you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father." 1 John 4:4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." 1 John 5:4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." 1 John 5:5, "Who is it he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Revelation 2:7, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Revelation 2:11, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death." Revelation 2:17, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it." Revelation 3:5, "He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 3:12, "Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." In Christ, you are a spirit being with a soul and a body. My Life in Christ by Barry Bennett. Thank God for the Bible that reveals my true identity in Christ. It quickens me, gives birth to my faith and vision, encourages me, gives me peace, and establishes me in righteousness. And all of his promises are yes and amen, alive and active and simply waiting to be believed. The Lord is my strength, Isaiah 12:2. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my song, Isaiah 12:2. The Lord is my salvation, Isaiah 12:2. Christ himself is my peace, Ephesians 2:14. God is my exceeding joy, Psalm 43:4. God is the Lord who heals me, Exodus 15:26. God is the Lord who heals me, Exodus 15:26. The Lord is my rock, Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my light. Psalm 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Titus 2:13. The Lord is my righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6. The Lord is my provider. Genesis 22:14. The Lord is my fortress and my stronghold. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my deliverer. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my shield. Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13:6. The Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. Hebrews 13:5. The Lord is my banner of victory. Exodus 17:50-15. These declarations reveal the heart of the Father for His children. Meditate on them, believe them, receive them, speak them, and step into abundant life. Are You Important to God? By Barry Bennett. How important are you to God? Hours could be spent speaking of His infinite love for mankind and for each of us individually. But how important are you to God's desires and purposes for the earth? Many of us have failed to grasp the role we are called to play in extending the kingdom and reaching the nations. We then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians 6:1. Do you see yourself working together with God? That's a pretty profound idea. If you were working together with the head of a company or a head of state, you would take that pretty seriously. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, according to His divine own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. God has a purpose in the earth, and that purpose involves you. The religious mindset leaves us feeling unworthy and unequipped for anything more than survival until Jesus comes. God's true intention is that you work with Him in manifesting His love and power in the earth. He needs you. Until we see ourselves as God sees us, we will continue to miss out on the incredible opportunity we have to work with God. Did you realize that He has limited Himself to working with and through men to accomplish His purposes? He's given this earth to man, Psalm 115:16, and is limited to our cooperation with Him. We cooperate through believing prayer, faith-filled words, being led by the Spirit, and loving the lost. But when our lives become wrapped up in ourselves, we once again have received His grace in vain. He saved us and called us according to His purpose and grace. Don't let the memories of who you used to be rob you of your heavenly calling and purpose. My confession. I am saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. I'm bought with a price and am not my own. I am the tabernacle of God. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. The church is the body of all who believe the above. It is that church which will knock the gates of hell down. Who is the real you? By Barry Bennett. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Our thoughts about ourselves are often dramatically opposed to the truth of who we really are in Christ. Many times we evaluate ourselves based on our looks, our educational level, our finances, who our spouse is, or who we're married, or whether we're married or single, or our job or career, and many other things. All such external matters have nothing to do with our true identity. Such evaluations will almost always deceive us. Only when you agree with God's declarations about you will you be thinking correctly. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. Romans 8:37. I am raised and seated with Him in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. There is no condemnation because I am in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. I am free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Jesus has made me, made has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. I'm always led in triumph in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. I am a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am blessed with every blessing in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. I'm created in Him for good works. Ephesians 2:10. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. By His stripes I was healed. Isaiah 53:5. I am complete in Him. Colossians 2:10. This is the real you, but you must accept it and believe it. The more you see it, the more you will have it.